Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, should I just pick up the phone now?
All right, I'm ready.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, 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 and we have something for everybody today. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, unaccountably still the only show on successful aging in this great nation. Don't ask me. I didn't stop anybody else from loving the fact that they're getting older. Maybe I'm the only one, but I don't think so, because there are so many of you folks that are visiting me on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And don't forget, to access this, you simply have to go to our website, generationboldradio.com. And I particularly want you to know that URL right now, because we're coming out with a free book for you, particularly you professionals out there who are in the field of aging. Four of us have gotten together from very different aspects of successful aging and the environment, specifically the built environment, from spas and hotels, assisted livings, over 55 communities. And we've written a book together called Breaking the Mold, and it's available to you with no charge at all if you're a listener to this radio show. You simply go to that website, generationboldradio.com. I'll go to Ask Adrienne and leave your email address or other way to get to you, and we'll send you the book. We'll either send you a download or possibly even a copy of it. If we ever able to print it in a way that we like the way it looks, but it looks great on the computer, so we'll download it for you easily. Thank you very much for being listeners to this show. We have had attendees at our little Sunday and Saturday evening events for now almost going on to 5 years. And today, as I said, there's something for everyone. The first part of our show, there's something for the kids. In the second part of the show, there's something for the adults. In the third part of the show, there's something for me, and I think you too. You'll hear all about it in a moment. But let's hop on to the kids. So it is June. It is beautiful. At least it is in my neck of the woods, which is the Northeast. I've recently come back from the far West, and it was beautiful too. And I bet it's gorgeous all the way in between. So what are you going to do with the grandkids? Uh-oh, got problems now, right? Well, I want to give you some thoughts, and I want to send you actually to some websites that could make a real difference in your life and your grandchildren's lives, or if you have younger kids on your own, you know. 11 free treehouse plans. Okay. Let's explain this about me and my family, and I'm going to include my husband, my father, and anybody close to me, especially my son. And that is construction work and hammers and tools and us are two, as Woody Allen said about nature. He said, nature and me are two. Well, yeah, we never really got together, but there are some of you listening out there that really do know what to do with nails and a hammer. And one of the things you might have longed to do is build a treehouse. And if you have that capacity, because you've got an outdoors as we do, Or if you don't and you want to do something that's a little bit smaller scale, would you like to have some free house plans for your treehouse? Well, take a look at a wonderful website called The Balance Every Day, thebalanceeveryday.com. It's one of those little sites that you wouldn't find unless you were specifically looking for it. It simply tells you how to do things and step back and be balanced in your life. So imagine the excitement, if you can do it, if you're that handy, of getting together with your grandkids and building a treehouse for them, picking out one of these free, wonderful plants. Now, speaking of getting together with the kids, how about theater? Now, here's something that's a lot more in my wheelhouse. I am what is known in New York as a culture vulture. I go to the opening of an envelope. If it's on stage, I'm watching it. That's really true. Sometimes I will shove in 3 shows in one day, and we managed to do 35 shows at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh last August, and we plan to do it again. Look, it's the most fun you can have sitting down. But what about having your own show? What about putting on your own play? Now, it doesn't take much if you're dealing with kids. A very little bit of stagecraft can go a very long way. And who knows what could come out of it. I'll give you an example of that in just a moment. So get your pencil and paper once again. Go to mykidadventures.com, mykidadventures.com, and you will learn quite a bit about putting on a show with children. Now, by the way, there are many books out there about senior creativity and seniors putting on shows for other seniors or for the community. This is a little different. This is a grandparent-grandchild situation, where you can not only introduce children to theater by having them be spectators, because I'm the world's greatest spectator, but I can't do a thing on stage, but you can also show them how to be a director, a producer, a performer, a musician, a stage crafter, you name it, and that is mykidsadventures.com. And I'm very, very excited just to tell you, I've got to give a little plug here, one of my friends said that bragging becomes me. I'm not so sure. But I've got a kid, and my kid is famous, and her name is Rose Bochner, so watch for her, B-O-C-H-N-E-R. And she is roaming around right now on the West Coast with a hit play of her own, and it's called Mackers. It was just really lauded and applauded at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. But she's also in New York with Shakespeare in the Square and many other places. And that it all comes from introducing children to theater early in their life. Okay, so you can't wield a hammer, and you're not one of those folks who can write a play or produce a play or even have the patience for that. But maybe you have the patience for something else. Get this one. How about a plain, ordinary jigsaw puzzle? Remember those? I know that in my home, there was a little table. It was a little folding table. And we would eat a dinner sometimes, I have to admit it to you, in front of the television. This is the 1950s, folks. And it was just right out of the book. We would be in front of this big corner TV. My mother would have a TV dinner. It was so exciting, right in the foil. And we would sit with these little trays, tray-like tables called TV tray tables. And we would eat dinner. But one of those tables was set aside for the jigsaw puzzle, which we did not have the patience to do all at one time. And people would just roam around, and they would take one piece, and they would stare at it every once in a while, and they would put the piece in, and we had such a feeling of success. Well, there are still jigsaw puzzles around. It's a very big industry still today despite digital gaming. And here's one for the books. You can get it on Amazon if you want. Ravensburger, which is one of the big publishers, we'll say, of these types of puzzles, has one of the biggest retail puzzles in the world. It is 22 feet long and 6.2 feet high. And it is the Disney puzzle. I think that it reproduces all of Disneyland and what it looks like. And it has 4,320 pieces. So if you really are a puzzle fan and you're seeing that in your family, your grandkids are just not, they just don't have the patience. They have the ADD-ishness that is being produced by a digital generation. maybe you can build in a little patience by getting one of these wonderful big Ravensburger, kid-friendly, of course, massive. So it is going to take a long time to finish, folks. Jigsaw puzzle, lots of fun. And now, of course, we go to the zoo. Now, if we go into the zoo, we're going to find a very different. This is not your parents' zoo. This is your zoo and the new grandchild zoo. Why? Because it has to do with environmentalism. Don't think you're going to go there so that you can watch the monkeys just go from tree to tree and say, oh, how cute. No. You're going to go there to see what species you have to save. You're going to go there to see the confluence of the rivers and the oceans as they come together and exactly what is being impaired. You're going to go there and save the whales. You're going to go there for lectures. You're going to go there for IMAX and 3D movies. It is not your parents' zoo, right? You're going to have organic food at the cafeteria, et cetera, et cetera. And, my goodness, if you have a helium-filled balloon, you're not going to let it go because it could go into the atmosphere. So what we're going to do is go with a good attitude, make a big smile on your face. And I remember going to the Bronx Zoo and going to the primate pavilion, and there were gorillas and there were all types of monkeys. It was wonderful to see. And there was a big mirror. And in that big mirror, when you pass it by, you saw yourself. And on top of that mirror was a big sign. And the sign said, "This is the most dangerous primate on the planet." And you looked at the mirror, and there you were. That was the first time that zoos began, in my experience. I know there'll be 10 zoos saying, no, we did this first. But that was the first time in my experience that a zoo made you think, not just look at animals through a cage. So you're going to have a very wonderful experience. And we're going to have more experiences when we come back, because we're going to show you new trends in how we'll be living. Don't go anywhere.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
You're kidding. That's too bad, because I want to talk to him. Is this person here, or? Okay. I wanted to grab him. Okay. Yeah.
I think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Fountain of Truth. It is Generation Bold's Fountain of Truth. And that's the name of our show. Now, let's unpack that for a moment, and we're going to talk a little bit about you and what's going to happen to you in the next 20 to 30 years with regard to your environment. Generation Bold stands for something. It is our generation that becomes bold as we grow old. And the Fountain of Truth has to do with the truth about aging, not the Fountain of Youth, where all we're doing is sticking needles in our face so that we can look younger, which, by the way, is fine with me. But it's not the only thing. It's also how we're changing the world, because as a generation, we are becoming bold. And this boldness is having a very interesting effect. You might have heard of what's called trickle-down effect in economics. When the rich people get richer, they spend more money, and the money trickles down to other folks. And some people believe in that. Some people feel there should be a shortcut to getting money to others. That's a political and economic issue. But we're having something very interesting in the field of aging. And that I call it the trickle-up effect. That younger people are having effects on older people. And older people are becoming more savvy, more hip, more culture-oriented, exercising more, walking more, doing chair yoga, if that's what they could do. In other words, they're looking at the baby boomer, particularly the younger baby boomer, and they're saying, hey, these guys are living a really good life, and they're going to have a wonderful 30, even 40 years after retirement. Now, we may already be in retirement, but we can emulate our kids or our younger siblings in many cases, and we can be cool as well. And what is happening is this huge tsunami. It's truly a tsunami of boomers and older adults, a little older than the boomers, making different demands of their living environment than ever before. So for those of you who are in the professions, in the field of creating environments for aging, see, now there's a word for it, environments for aging, and there's actually a wonderful organization called the EFA. We're going to have one of their leaders with us next week on our show. You may want to read a new white paper. It's a pretty long white paper. I think it's 90 pages. That was written by myself and three others in very different parts of this field of environments for aging. To get it, all you have to do is go on our website, which is generationboldradio.com, and go to Ask Adrian. Give us your contact information to email you a copy of this. It's hot off the presses, barely available yet. In fact, I'm doing the line editing and spell checking right now. And you're going to get an eye-opener, but I want to give you a little teaser, a little preview, not just for the professionals, but for everybody listening, because I want you to know what's coming up in the world of your personal environment. And it's four different things, and perhaps it's something you never heard of. The reason we call this white paper or report Breaking the Mold is that the environments are changing, and they're changing rapidly. Let me give you the four most important areas. Number one, no more isolation. The idea that we have to have an age-based lifestyle where we exclude children and families is not working to the extent that we wished for many people. It's great for many. Most, I will tell you the truth, most of my friends are in over 55 communities right now as we speak. And they're having the time of their life because it's very maintenance-free and it doesn't cost much. But that is rapidly changing. And what we're having now is urban areas, like in London, a breakthrough in the area of Bermondsey. And that is not only an assisted living and over 55 community, but it's practically a glass house. It has a courtyard. It's an open courtyard. It has anybody who is in the neighborhood can come in, have coffee, interact with the folks who live there. And so interactions for aging is one of the newest things that's going on right now in the environment, in the built environment. Another, one of my wonderful co-authors of Breaking the Mold, you may not know his name, but you know him very well. He was for decades the landscape designer for Disney. He worked directly with Walt Disney, and when you go through those lines and you feel, gee, I have the patience to wait for an hour and a half to get on a roller coaster, it's because of him. It's because of the environment that he created around it. And how did he do it? How did he create that magic together with Walt Disney? Well, the answer he gives in this incredible section of his in Breaking the Mold is themed environment. He believed that you have to create a theme in your home and in your assisted living communities, your over 55 communities, any development, including a theme park, which is why, by the way, it's called a theme park. Aha, got you on that one. So if you love horses, if you love bowling, if you love fishing, now communities are being built. The decor, the outdoor spaces, are made along a theme. You want to live in Tuscany, but you happen to be in Florida? Okay. You can do that. In Nevada, you can go to Lake Las Vegas and you feel like you've moved to Tuscany. These are themed environments. Watch for them. If there's something you like, you can access them in the next year or two for yourself if you're planning to move. So that is a huge new thing that's going on. Number three, a completely different level of service. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You go to with your mom or dad. Remember, half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent. And you try to persuade them, beg them, cajole them, anything, to get into an assisted living or congregate care facility or even independent living because you see that there's a little bit of a decline and you want them to live well and you can't get them to move. So finally they go with you and you approach the entrance to the place you've selected and there's six people in wheelchairs asleep. And they run the other way as quickly as they possibly can. No more. There is now something called ROI, not return on investment, but the brilliant Peter Anderson, who is one of the major consultants in spas, wellness centers, is now bringing his considerable talents to the world of adult design. And one of the major things he is telling everyone is you've got to have good service. And that service starts at the front line when the person gets to a registration desk or opens a door or brings their parent right in front of the door and somebody has to open the car door. And so the great trend is bringing the hospitality industry into the adult environment industry. And last but not least, I hope, comes me, with a concept called lensing, where everyone, including folks that are 20 years old, 24-year-olds, the new hires, walk for a moment in the shoes of the older adult and understand what it means not to be able to see quite as well as you could, hear quite as well as you could. We call it lensing in our firm. And we bring all these concepts together under one roof. Get the book. You'll love it. Now, you and I, we're going to go abroad together. One of the great experts. And they're going to show you how to do it in a tech-wise way. Don't you go anywhere.
Yes.